A warm start to the Midwest weather is underway today, but it's not going to take much longer for colder air to overspread the region. We're expecting the temperatures to turn cooler as we get into the heart of the weekend. This will be the warmest morning that we will encounter for several days. Temperatures out there this hour running mostly in the 50s across the region. There's some upper 30 and 40 degree readings up in the upper Midwest, and that's kind of foreshadowing what will happen as we move forward through the next few days. The colder air mass is already working its way into the Midwest, with light rain falling in parts of southern Minnesota and portions of eastern South Dakota this hour. No other precipitation is occurring this morning across the region, but that cool front is going to race across the Midwest and will likely find it all the way through the lower eastern parts of the Midwest by this time tomorrow morning. And so, therefore, the precipitation totals that come with this event are going to be relatively light, running upwards to a quarter of an inch. There will be some local totals to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch, favoring areas from Illinois, mostly northern Illinois, over into parts of Michigan. There will be showers in other areas. It's just this is going to be the wetter area. And I should point out that some of the precipitation that does occur tomorrow morning will still be around through the morning hours, so it's really not until tomorrow afternoon that we'll start to see a notable improvement across the easternmost parts of the region. Well, there's going to be quite a bit of wind that will come behind this cool air mass, and it will be bringing in all that cooler air on speeds that are probably going to be sustained at 20 to 30 miles per hour, so be prepared for that. That will be starting up here this evening and be most significant during the day tomorrow. The cold will be pushed down into the region, but the surface high pressure center responsible for all of this is going to be located too far to the west to allow for the heart of the Midwest to experience damaging cold conditions. Most likely we'll see temperatures in the 30s and 40s, and by 30s, I'm talking about mostly middle and upper 30s. The exception to that will be in Minnesota and Wisconsin, where their temperatures will drop down into some upper 20 degree readings. There will be some crop damage that will occur out across parts of the Dakotas and portions of Montana tomorrow morning, with frost down into Nebraska and northwestern Iowa. I'm not expecting to see much damage in Nebraska or Iowa, but the Dakotas will see temperatures down to lower middle 20s. That's low enough to cause some damage for some of the newly emerged crops. And as I mentioned before, none of that was really going to happen to us in the heart of the Midwest. And next thing we have to worry about is the rain event that occurs after the cold air begins to abate. That occurs fairly quickly on Monday into Wednesday of next week, and we'll see another disturbance coming through the Ohio River Basin and portions of the lower Missouri River valleys, and those areas will likely see anywhere from 1 to 2 and local 3-inch amounts of rainfall on top of soil that's already fairly wet. And also following this period of cool weather over this weekend, so the end result is that there's going to be more delay to farming activity. The only good news I can come up with here at this point is there's a fairly good chance that we'll go from Wednesday of this next week through the following Wednesday without much precipitation in the northern half of the Midwest. That should be favorable for late season planting progress across those northern areas, but the south will likely still be a little slow drying out because of a disturbance that's going to be moving from the southern plains into parts of the southeastern states, and that will likely spread a little bit of rain up across the Ohio River Valley once in a while. So the bottom line to all this is quite a mix of weather for the Midwest for a while. It looks like the same will be true for hard red winter wheat country, and down in South America, a good harvest week is likely to take place across Argentina. Well, it looks like Brazil will continue to be a little too wet in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.